Welcome to episode 292 of the TDR Now podcast, where the first English-speaking podcast focusing on Disney parks in Asia, including Tokyo Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, and Shanghai Disneyland. And we're coming to you directly from Japan, but we also talk about lots of other things, like theme parks and travel and all that fun stuff. I'm one of your hosts, Trish. I am a city guide, and you can find me at Instagram or Threads under Dream Suites Love. And with me, as always, is the charismatic Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I am very jet-lagged at the moment. I just got back from being abroad, I guess, for last month and a half. I was in Canada and the U.S. over the summer. So I just got back last night to Japan. And I did the opening nights for both Horror Nights in Orlando and Hollywood. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that today. I'm excited to talk about it. So I am the one that is trying to catch up on sleep because I also leave tomorrow for Osaka to do their Horror Nights because I am doing every single Horror Nights in the world this year. So,
oh my God. Yes. Halloween around the world.
Ooh, I'm already exhausted, but it'll be worth it, I think.
Definitely.
100%. Yeah, so I thought today would be a good time to talk about the differences I notice for the Horror Nights in the U.S. versus Japan, because, of course, we've been to the one in Japan many times. Mm-hmm. How many times have you been to the one in Japan?
No, actually, I haven't been to the one in Japan that much. I think we went once.
Just once. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it hasn't changed that much. So you kind of have like a lay of the land on how it all works and everything.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And I've been, I don't know, 5-6 times at this point now. So yeah, I'd say I'm pretty well versed in Horror Nights in Japan. Not so much for the ones in the U.S. Hollywood was actually, that was my first time doing it. And Orlando, I think that was my third time.
Nice.
Yeah, that was my third time doing it. So, yeah, we can talk about just the differences that I've noticed in the U.S., the Horror Nights in the U.S. And before we start talking about that, I just want to remind our wonderful explorers about our Patreon. If you want to support the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow, where we have bonus episodes and you get early access to our episodes and everything. So make sure you go and check that out. Whew. Where do we start with this?
I mean, okay. Wait. You need to buy tickets, right? Like separate tickets in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's, I guess, one of the biggest things right off the bat is, yeah, for the Horror Nights in the U.S., they're separate ticketed events because it happens after the park closes. And it's only on certain days. So like select nights over September and October. Whereas in Japan, it is included with your ticket into the park, because Horror Nights happens every day.
Yeah, it's like a normal day at the parks.
And in Japan, the houses are open during the day. So some, like, they don't open when the park opens, because, you know, the park opens pretty early, like 8 a.m., 7:30, 8 a.m. The houses usually open around 10 or 11 a.m., and then they're open for the rest of the day and into the evening. So that's a pretty big difference. So if you, I don't know, I think you kind of get a little bit more bang for your buck, depending on how you want to look at it. Because for Japan, you don't have to pay anything extra. It's all included with your park
ticket. But it's
also
like really different though. Like, so for example, because there's still like, it's still a bit limited, like, since COVID, like, because you're buying a ticket in the U.S. because it's like a special ticket for like a special event, you would have, like, for example, this year a lot more haunted houses and things, right?
Yeah. So with Japan for this year, there's only 3 houses, right? As compared to Orlando, there's 10, and in Hollywood, there's 8. And those are just the houses alone. So, you know,
so like if you're going for Halloween, Yeah, like then it makes, you're getting a lot of bang for your buck at in the US parks because it's like focused on that, right?
Yeah. So I guess it just depends on how you want to really look at that. And also with the version in Japan, well, it's not part of Horror Nights, it's part of Halloween. There's a family friendly mm-hmm. portion for Horror Nights. So I keep saying Horror Nights for the Halloween period, mm-hmm. which is also included in your day ticket. And Halloween Horror Nights in the US does, like, there's no family friendly version or anything like that. Which of course makes sense because the park closes and it's a separate event. So there's no way you could do a family friendly version. They don't have to.
Impossible. Yeah, it would be traumatic. Right? So yeah, it's basically like the Japan version is basically a park event versus a hard ticket event.
Yeah, that's a very succinct way to put it.
Although you can pay extra, not this year, but like, or maybe, I don't know. I didn't see it on the website. Things like Hotel Albert, for example, you could pay extra to do, which is like basically a show that you're participating in.
Yeah, they're not doing that again this year. But yeah, there has been like extra paid stuff for Horror Nights in Japan, like mm-hmm. the Hotel Albert, like you said. Because you did that once, didn't you?
I loved it, yeah.
I never got to do it.
I hope they bring it back. I think it was really popular, especially with repeaters. So maybe in the future, maybe next year or something, we'll see it.
I hope so. I hope they bring something like that back at some point. But yeah, I guess a price, right? It's a little bit easier to work in the Horror Night stuff in Japan into your itinerary because there's not as much. So you can maybe tack on an extra half a day or something, and then you can get all the Horror Night stuff done, plus, you know, all the regular stuff in the park, plus the family friendly things. Whereas with the Horror Nights, of course, in the US, like you're specifically going for that, right? Because it's a separate ticketed event. So that's another difference. The thing we already touched on is there's less houses. Well, there's more houses in the US versus Japan. Japan, we had more before, but post-COVID, we really hadn't even had that many houses for whatever reason. I think we've had like 4 or 5 before, I want to say. Something tells me it was like 4 or 5 before. It was never 10. Like, it was never that high, or even 8. Like, Japan has never had that many. I don't think they could do that.
Because it's just part of the normal ticket thing, right? So, I don't even know if we have the space to do it. California is more limited in space too, right? Or no?
From what I've seen, well, I guess what Hollywood is blessed with is there's sound stages everywhere, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And also they have, I shouldn't say they have a lot of space. They really don't, just because the way it's all configured and everything, but like for USJ, space is very limited. Space is at a premium, right? Because it's on the bay. There's not a lot of places for them to go. So yeah, I would say like for Japan specifically, it's a space issue for us.
It's also probably a time issue because like in the US, I imagine it's open later.
Yeah, so it could be open till 1 or 2 a.m., whereas Japan, the parks cannot be open that late on a regular day because of public transportation. So that's another hurdle that they would have to overcome somehow, which I don't – well, they're never going to. You can't really change the public transportation timetable. people aren't going to stay that late and not be able to get home.
Yeah.
Because most people take trains in Japan. So usually the latest the park is open to is, I think, is 10, right? I don't think I've ever seen it open past 10 unless it was the New Year's event, which is a once a year type of thing.
Mm-hmm. In Orlando, do the different parks do different Halloween Horror Nights, or is it only at one of the parks?
Are they both connected? They've done it at both parks in the past, but the ones I've been to have only been in the one park. Okay. It doesn't span the two. So yeah, but there's definitely more houses in the US versus Japan. I get like the entertainment is also a little different as well. Whereas in the US, they have specific shows. So in Orlando, there's the name changes every year. It's a big stage show, lots of pyro, a lot of acrobatics, a lot of stunts and things like that. It's a dedicated stage show. Mm-hmm. And then in Hollywood, they do a show in the Waterworld Theater or stage, whatever you want to call it, which I thought was really neat. I really liked that. It mm-hmm. was, this year was The Purge.
Oh my God.
Which that's so was cool. Pretty cool. It was pretty over the top and very loud. Uh-huh. And there was a practical effect that they did that I loved. So I don't know. Have you ever seen The Purge?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't need to explain the premise.
but there are maybe listeners that haven't seen it. So
so the premise of The Purge is it's once a year, isn't it? Once a year, the government in the U.S. allows everyone in the U.S. to commit crimes, and murder is one of them.
Yeah.
It's legal to commit murder. And yeah, chaos ensues, as you can imagine. So they translated that into a stage show in the Waterworld stage in Hollywood. And I loved it. It was great. One practical effect that I really enjoyed was they would have blunt objects like a bat or something. And whenever they would hit someone with it really hard to kill them, basically, red would just like spray out of the weapon. It was pretty over the top.
Wow. Just
blood everywhere. I'm like, oh, that's actually really cool. I love that. And then in Japan, I guess we do have a stage show, and they change it up every year. And it's usually more of like a dance off, or it's like more like, of a like a party. It's more of a party vibe, I guess.
Yeah. More like audience participation. Like there's a dance that you have to know, and
yeah, it's very typical for Japan for audience participation, catchy music. A while, I don't know how many years it was, 3 or 4 years, they did the whole Ratata song.
Yeah.
Very much
like
earworm. Exile
Tribe or something like that, one of those groups.
And
is it Ado this year or no?
Yeah, it's Ado this year. They changed it, a different artist.
Okay.
And Hamikuma has come back, even though they said he retired, but also Hamikuma, I don't know the full story yet because I haven't seen it. We'll talk about it in another episode, but there's Hamikuma Soul now. So there's two of them.
Okay.
It's a white version that looks like a soul, I guess. Hamikuma birthed his soul, or his soul got separated from it. I don't know the story just yet, but there's something to do with that, which is actually pretty fun. But yeah, so the stage shows are more, or the stage show, I should say, is more just like a big dance thing for people. It's a party. It's fun. I've always enjoyed that. And then also with the family-friendly version, they also have kind of a similar thing. Sometimes they do a parade. I don't think they're doing one this year in Japan. But they are definitely doing a stage show during the day with DJ Pikachu and DJ Gengar, which is so cute. Pretty cute. That's something I don't think we'll ever see in the U.S., at least anytime soon. So I think that is actually pretty awesome. I love that. It's super cute. I posted a short little video online with that. I guess. Oh, what else? what are the differences?
Definitely the U.S. parks is definitely adult focused. I would imagine there's a lot of cool cocktails, or no? Like, is there?
There's a lot of alcohol. Yes, there's
right.
I would say. The variety of food in the U.S., both Hollywood and Orlando, surpasses Japan. Yeah. Like, there's just so many choices. It's ridiculous. Like, I was overwhelmed with just the sheer number of choices there was. Alcoholic beverages, non-alcoholic beverages, all this food themed, like there was themed food to certain things like Stranger Things, Child's Play or Chucky. There was a lot of that stuff. Whereas Japan, there is some themed food, but it's very limited.
It's like kind of like your standards, like theme park standards, like Nikuman and like things like that, like I guess pizza or stews or something.
It's very, I guess it follows the pattern that they do for their other events. Like Finnegan's has like a special set that they do, and that alleyway, or not alleyway, but that street with all the food carts.
Yeah.
There's three of those. That's changed to Halloween food. And I think there's a Halloween pizza in Louis, and there, you know, there's just a couple of things here and there, like a handful of food.
Yeah, the one thing that I like that is probably different from the U.S. is the fine dining, like the course menu that you can have at one of the restaurants.
And
when we did it, there was like these zombies and like these really beautiful dresses and like coming through like the restaurant and stuff because like of the curse, you know.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there's nothing like that in the U.S. parks that I know of.
It's all just kind of like a hardcore horror in the U.S., right?
Yeah, very very hardcore. Whereas Japan, it can be hardcore, but it can be very kitschy and very cute, I guess.
Yeah, as well as like the because it's like the theme park for the day, so it's the whole day's experience, right? So you have a range of different things to do, just like any other like day at the park.
Yeah, that's true. For other, I guess, food items, like the U.S., it's basically just food booths everywhere, and like some restaurants will have some stuff, but for the most part, it's just food booths in Orlando. And in Hollywood, based off of what I can see, it was like a mixture of, there were some food booths, but there was a lot of some of the restaurants were open and they had like themed food. Like one of them was just all Chucky food. Like everything on the menu was Chucky themed.
What does Chucky eat?
Nashville chicken. And there was a corn dog with, I think, spicy Cheetos on it or something.
Okay.
There was just a lot of like spicy food that was red, I guess.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I also like wonder between California and Orlando. I feel like California food is like more like they're on top of the trends. Like, so did you find that to be the case like at the, like between the two horror nights?
What I found was there was a lot more themed stuff in Hollywood. Like there's an entire bar themed to Stranger Things.
Okay.
And they have a there was a Demogorgon pizza. There was like desserts and things like that. And they also had the ice cream shop. Have you seen Stranger Things? I don't remember.
I have not. I never got into it, so I have no idea.
Oh, well, they have the ice cream shop that is from the show as well. That's in
okay.
There. So there's just a lot of tie-ins with the food, which I think is pretty cool. And yeah, lot of cocktails. Like both coasts have a lot of cocktails. I mean, like it's big sellers, right? People like to drink, so.
Well, yeah, and it's definitely an adult event, right?
Oh yeah, sure.
I have a question. Like my image, I have never been to Horror Nights in the U.S. My image is that it's also more like it has more recent movie releases included in the offerings, right? That's another big difference between here and there, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's, I guess, you know, it's part advertising, right? And part being on trend.
Yeah.
Whereas Japan, it's more, lack of a better term, traditional. Like like Chucky is just like a staple for Horror Nights in Japan. So there's always something Chucky. But I feel like there's almost always something Chucky in the U.S. parks too. But there's also the TV show, right? So huge tie-in in the U.S. parks for Chucky, the TV show. So everything's based off the TV show. Whereas the one in Japan is more, they just come up with their own original concepts, it seems like. Because this year is Chucky's Circus or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Which is very interesting. And it's in 3D. You wear 3D glasses.
So it's not a house or what?
No, it is a house. It's a house that you wear 3D glasses in it as you walk through.
Like a VR thing or?
No, just like 3D glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, like old school 3D glasses, I guess. I'll find out how it goes.
Okay. That sounds cute.
I guess for both coasts in the U.S., The Last of Us is like the big thing this year.
Okay. Yeah.
It's based off the video game. The video game first came out 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the hype of the TV show, it just made sense to do something like that, which I thought was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I guess all three of the Horror Nights have Universal Monsters.
Yeah. So that's right.
The ones in the U.S. were changed this year, whereas the one in Japan, it looks like it's pretty much the same as last year. They just changed a couple of things. So the one in Japan is like your classic Wolfman, Dracula, the Mummy. Whereas this year in both coasts in the U.S., it was based off of like Hunchback of Notre Dame and I think Dr. Heckle and Mr. Mm-hmm. Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Yeah, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
And a couple of other ones. So like, oh, The Invisible Man.
Okay.
So like ones that aren't like that common, I guess.
Yeah.
So that was really good. I really enjoyed those. And I really enjoyed The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. What I loved what they did in the US was both coasts. They're both The Last of Us, but they're both different.
Oh, really?
Which is interesting. They're not just carbon copies of each other. They happen at different points of the game, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, cool.
And for the Stranger Things houses, there's no Stranger Things house in Japan. I don't even know how popular it is here. I think Stranger Things is a little popular because there was a pop-up cafe for like half a year.
Yeah, you're right. There was. Yeah.
So I guess it's somewhat popular here. So I'm surprised we don't have anything like that yet here. But for Stranger Things in the U.S., both coasts, they were slightly different. Like they weren't completely different because it's based off of season 4. So, you know, there's only so much you can do with it. But, you know, both coasts have like slight different variations of each other, which I thought was really neat. So it kind of gives you like a reason if you're like a hardcore Horror Nights fan to go to both. Mm-hmm. On both coasts to kind of see the differences. Same thing with The Exorcist. I guess that kind of goes back to your thing on things are on trend. So there's the new movie, The Exorcist Believer, coming out. And this house debuted before the movie. So I guess what I was told was the house was based off the trailer.
Oh, interesting.
As to not spoil anything too much, I guess, which I thought was really interesting. The houses were pretty much the same, like kind of same, like they're not carbon copies, but kind of the same thing happens in both of them. And then the Chucky houses on both coasts, the one in Hollywood was vastly better than the one in Orlando.
Oh, cool.
They're both
based off sense. It's Hollywood, right?
Yeah. They're both based off of the TV show, but the one in Hollywood kind of, it kind of went through like the iconic kills that happened in the TV show. Mm-hmm. And some of them were pretty gruesome. Whereas the one in Orlando kind of did the same thing, but they tried to go meta with it, which I didn't think really worked. So the story behind the house was Universal made this Chucky house and they invited Chucky to come and check it out. And Chucky wasn't happy with it. So he wanted the house to actually kill people. And so he goes into the house and possesses all the dolls. And then the dolls start killing the scare actors. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a mixture between trying to show the kills that happened in the show, but they were also kind of killing the quote unquote scare actors. It was just kind of, it was kind of confusing. Uh-huh. It didn't really make a lot of sense. It was just pick one or the other.
Because they're doing both. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was kind of confusing. Whereas the one in Hollywood, it was just straight up, this from the TV show, Chucky's in here, he's killing people. It worked.
Okay.
It was simple and it worked.
What other types of scare houses. What other types of scare houses? So you said like Stranger Things and Chucky and monsters and like what other things did they have?
Hollywood had the Holidays in Hell. Also, they had an Latin Monsters of America, or no, Monsters of Latin America.
Oh, cute.
Which was really good.
That's really scary.
It was pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
They had, and then over in Orlando, let me pull up my, I've been keeping a list of everything, of like my thoughts with all the different houses. Where is it? I should have pulled this up earlier, but I did not because whatever. No, here it is. Orlando had a lot of tie-ins to, like, they usually have an icon for the year, and this year was Dr. Oddfellow. And so they had a house that kind of talked about the origins of Dr. Oddfellow and also the origins of Jack, the clown, which is also like an iconic character that was created for Horror Nights.
Okay.
Then there was a couple. The one cool thing that they did do in Orlando was they had an original house called Dueling Dragons, and it was based off the Dueling Dragons attraction
that they had
from years ago. So yeah. At the end, you got to choose fire or ice, and depending on which side you picked, you could have won or lost.
Okay. So it was
like a, you know, the dueling like between the dragons, yeah. Which I thought was really cool. They also had a Yeti Campground Kills, which is Yeti, you know, killing everybody at a campground.
Sounds fun. Sounds cute.
Pretty classic. And then for Hollywood, they have, I guess what another thing they have unique is the Terror Tram. So, you know, they have the Studio Tour Tram.
Yeah.
So for Horror Nights, they change it to the Terror Tram, where you kind of, the tram takes you partway through, then you get off and then you walk outside through like three or four of the outdoor sets. And it's all, you know, it's basically like an outdoor scare house is what it is. And this year was like an exterminator theme. So a lot of like big bugs and everything.
Are you able to do all the houses like on like in one night, or do you have to pick and choose?
So for me, I did media nights for both of them. So we were able to do all of them.
Right.
But as a normal,
for normal people,
normal guests, Orlando, probably not unless you utilize the express pass.
Because
the wait times do get up there. Like I'm talking two and a half hours for some of them.
So there is express pass.
Yes, there's express pass. So if you can afford it, I would say probably get that if you're only going for one night. Because it does get busy, especially when it's select nights. Whereas with Japan, I honestly don't think you really need the express passes.
I mean, it's up to you. I do prefer it. Like, it made our trip much easier. But you could probably do it. But, like,
since there's only three houses, like, you really, if you wanted to prioritize them, you could do them first thing in the morning. Like, at 10 a.m. If you wanted to. Because usually they're not very busy in the morning. They get busy in the evening, which I guess kind of makes sense. For this year, in Japan, they brought back the Biohazard, the Extreme.
Yeah.
Where you get to pick Claire or Leon. I guess they've changed it up a little bit, so it's a little more intense. That one's always fun. And for that one, they do like a timed ticket thing. So you have to do it through the app or grab a ticket in person. There's a kiosk somewhere for that. I don't know where it is this year, but I just do everything through the app. Because for that one, they don't allow you to stand in line without one, which is interesting. I guess it's standard for Japan to do those kind of things.
Yeah.
Whereas the U.S., no, they don't do that. It's just you just stand in line.
Right.
So I am interested to see how things are different in Singapore. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
A little ambitious for me to be trying to do all of them this year. Ugh. It'll be fun though, I think.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I went through all the things I had written down that are different. Houses, paid event, family. There's no family-friendly version, express passes, the shows, the food, and the merchandise. I mean, it's kind of what you would expect. There's t-shirts, everything, whatever.
Do people dress up at the U.S. parks or no?
No, you're not allowed to wear costumes. Oh, I guess, yeah, in Japan, so you're allowed to wear costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, Japan, you're allowed to wear costumes.
I think you can wear costumes all year, right?
Yeah, to an extent. Because, yeah, a lot of people do, like, cosplay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think as long as you don't have a mask on, it's usually fine.
Right, right. There's some rules.
Yeah. Whereas, yeah, in the U.S., there's definitely no, you cannot wear a costume.
Okay.
So everyone has, you know, like, horror t-shirts on and things like that. That's usually what people do. So, yeah, those are some of the differences that I noticed at Halloween Horror Nights in the U.S. versus Japan. I guess, overall, the one here in Japan feels more like a party, more of a party vibe. It's taken less seriously, whereas in the U.S., I feel like it's taken pretty seriously, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I love it. It's just, like, the vibes are very different, I feel.
Yeah, it is like horror focused, right, in the U.S.
Yeah.
And in Japan, it's like Halloween focused.
That's true. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it as well. I love them both. I just love the differences. I just love Halloween. I love horror. Yeah. So yeah, I'll take whatever I can get.
Absolutely.
And it's also nice, you know, there's things that are different. That's what makes things exciting.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
Like, you're not going to get the exact same experience in different parks, which is great. Makes it worth traveling to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I forgot. I did it again. I forgot to copy over our wonderful Patreon list.
And it disappeared. Wait, we can go back to the other. Are you going to put it in?
I'm going to paste it right now. There we go.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay.
That was my fault. Whoopsie. Okay. So before we go, I want to thank some wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon. Remember, patreon.com/TDRnow if you want to support the show. So big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Shani B, Harry, Marina, Beth, and Eli.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie H, Michelle, Marie, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, K, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy, and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, and Tara.
And remember to rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, wherever you are listening to us from. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them over to contact@tdrexplorer.com, or if you're on Patreon, you can post them there because we will see it. And also, if you're on Spotify, they do have a Q&A. Portion in the app now, so you can submit questions there. And yeah, you can find us on our website at tdrexplorer.com, all over social media. And I have videos by the time this episode is out. I will have videos out for Orlando, Hollywood, and maybe Japan. That one should be out by the time this episode comes out, and then Singapore will be out at some point. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, chief content editor for TDR Explorer, and I am the one that is, you know, seeing all the Horror Nights in the world. I'm very tired already. I'm only half done. And joining as always is the wonderful Patricia.
Guys, thank you for listening. I am the one that needs to get that Halloween tree up. I'm in a battle with my husband of whether it's too early or not. But it's never too early for Halloween, right, Chris?
Never. Just never taken down.
Exactly. Thank you. I actually have like a Halloween corner all year. It's like all black with like black feathers and black flowers and stuff. But
oh, I love that.
It's time for the tree to go up. You guys, let us know about your adventures in the Halloween Horror Nights around the world as well. Wherever you're listening from, if you're in Singapore or in Japan or in the US, let us know what you've been up to, what you liked, and keep exploring.
All right, explorers, we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.